Hello, and welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Today is Wednesday, and you know what that means. I'm super excited about joining you today right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am so thrilled about just being alive, being a blessing, being blessed, just having a father. Man, the father is amazing. He never ceases to amaze me on what he's able and to do, and he just continues to bless us, and I just really thank him for that. And we need that more, that faith more than ever right now, because a lot of us are in the North and South Carolinas, also in Virginia and surrounding areas. Are you know, this threat of Hurricane Florence is going on, and a lot of people are panicking, and it's just a lot going on. So I just want you to know that God is still in control, and he still has the final say. There's nothing too big for him, nothing that he's unaware of, nothing he doesn't know about. And a lot of these things, you know, we were promised that these things would happen. The word says that in the Bible, it says that. And we have to just have faith in the Father. I know that just sounds straight to the chase, but I've learned through the years that the worrying and the anxiousness and the panicking and the fear, I mean, it's just it goes against everything of him. And, you know, we're supposed to trust him and have faith in him and believe that no matter what we're going through, he still rules and reigns. And I just want to encourage you guys. I'm in the D.C. area, and, you know, we're being threatened with floods and harsh rains and things like that. And they're talking about trees maybe uprooting and things like that. And, I mean, of course, you know, there's some threats of things that's going, you know, that could happen. And I get that. But you guys, listen, prayer goes a long way. If we pray without ceasing, if we will humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways, he will hear from heaven and heal our land. All of that stuff is true. So this right now is a time of humility. This is a time of humbling ourselves, submitting to his word, and trusting him that he still is in control. So I just wanted to start off the show with that. I know a lot of you in surrounding areas, I mean, just outside Detroit and some other places, are praying. You got family members in these areas, and I am in prayer with you. I believe that life or death is in the power of our tongue. And I believe that he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. And I believe that if we knock at the door, he will answer. He's a good father. So whatever we speak out of our mouth, we should believe by faith that he shall get all the glory and that we will be saved. The righteous run into our Father, and we are saved. So just remember those things, and don't panic. You know, watching these news reports, they'll get you. I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you that. I got a story about that. But first, I'll share that story with you when we get more into that. We'll be talking about trending topics and stuff like that. But I want to talk about the weather right now, because some of us were expecting rain, especially up in D.C. We're supposed to be getting showers, 30% though, around noon, and we are very cloudy. We are threatened with thunderstorms. I don't know when they're going to come. We are supposed to have rain Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and all the way up to Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I think Sunday we're not going to have rain. But anyway, right now we're 79 degrees. Detroit, you are always true to your seasons. I tell you, it is partly cloudy right now in Detroit, and it is 67 degrees. Your high is going to be 73 degrees today. Richmond, Virginia, you are cloudy, 75 degrees. Your high is going to be 84 degrees, and you have scattered showers coming. Jacksonville, Florida, mostly cloudy today, 86 degrees, and you are mostly cloudy today, and your high is going to be that 86 degrees today. Let's see, who else? Dallas, Texas, you are cloudy, 74 degrees. Your high is going to be 83 degrees. And London, you are partly cloudy, 59. Your high is going to be 67 degrees today. All right, in Atlanta, 81 degrees, mostly cloudy. Your high is going to be 86. If I did not mention you, I love you. I do. Fayetteville, North Carolina, you are mostly cloudy, 83 degrees, and your high is going to be, that's it. Your high is 83 degrees today. That's something. Anyway, so, yeah, we are, you know, expecting these bad weathers and things like that. So, you know, that's about it. We're just got to get through it. That's all. So, with that being said, I want to take on the ministerial minute, and I really jumping on the faith and having the trust in our Father. I just want to encourage you guys also. This is just such an amazing time for us. I know it may feel like it's like a trial and it's so many tests, and it is. It is. It is a trial and test. But you know what? You know, the grace for us being so naive and so just not strong, it's just so time for that. You know, I don't know if you know, and listening to what the times are doing, you know, the people that are in position for different things to happen and you know, wars possibly and the weather and just so many things that are happened that was prophesied in the Bible. I want to encourage every believer, okay, I'm talking about believers, those that, you know, all of you guys that confess, you know, that Yeshua is your Lord and Savior and you believe God and you trust Him and you go, you know, to Sunday service and you feel good and then something hits and then you back to worrying and stressing. Listen, this is for every situation. God will give you exactly what you need. We are supposed to exemplify Yeshua. I want to say when he was in Jerusalem, when he went there, people did not believe in these miracles that he was performing. And because they did not believe, he left. There's wherever unbelief is, there is a chance of him not being able to move on your behalf. We're coming into a time and season where you want and you're going to need him to move on your behalf. You know, there's so many things that are happening. People are getting attacked, you know, just out of the blue. I know a lady that her son just got stabbed at a Target just out of nowhere. He was after somebody else and ended up just taking him on and stabbing him. I know about another young man that was jumped on. He was coming from going home on time from an event and got jumped on. I know about people that's having heart attacks and people that are having breathing issues and all kind of stuff that's going on. I know of these things. I know that people are, even people in the gospel community are turning on one another. People are being kidnapped and held hostage and the sex trade. It's so much things going on. And we stay in our bubbles and we worry about bills and we worry about not having a house and how old am I now and I'm not married yet and I don't have kids yet and I don't have this yet and me. And it is such an interesting time right now because what I believe that God is doing in our lives is really, really a major surgery. He is bringing forth the faith of the size of a mustard seed that is so powerful, not just that it's small, but it is so bold. There's a boldness in faith. There's a radicalness in faith. There is an unmovable trust in the Father in this faith. You know, faith without works is dead. So if we are worrying, we're not walking in faith. We're not trusting God. We're not standing still and seeing the salvation of the Lord. And a lot of these things, you know, we're afraid of things happening. We don't want this to happen, so we bear down and we try to fix it and we try to work it out. We try to, you know, buy it. We try to, you know, con it, manipulate it, control it, and we're not surrendering it to God, believing Him. A lot of us are afraid of what He's going to do and what He's going to say. Listen, I think about Yeshua when he was at Gethsemane. And I know that God, our Father, the Father, put those disciples to sleep because you know what? This was a journey that Yeshua had to go through. He was predestined to go through it. And all he had to do was surrender to God, and God was going to give him the strength, the peace that passes all understanding to actually go through this process for us, you know? And a lot of us are afraid to surrender. And, you know, the Bible says that fearing is a sin. So in 1 John, it says there is no fear. You know, the fear is not knowing His love. Fear is not trusting Him. Fear is not having faith in Him. Fear is not surrendering to Him, obeying Him. You know, He did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. He gave us love first, His love. In His love, there is power. And in that power, we have a sound mind. Why? Because we serve a mighty God, and He is more than able to do whatever it is that we need. He gave Yeshua what he needed, without anybody, without their prayers, without anything. And we have to get to a place that we are strong enough to say, yes, not my will, but your will be done. Yes, pray his word. You know, don't remind him of his word. We don't need a reminder of his word. I don't know what religion taught that, but it is so out of order. God does not need our reminder to remind him of what he is. The word. He is the word. He is the word. So he doesn't need us to remind him of his word. We don't need to pray in fear. We don't need to be praying in anxiousness. We need to speak those things and thank him for what we're believing him for. We thank him. Not, Father, you said that blah, 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 and you said blah, blah, blah. No, all we got to do is thank you. Thank you for the blood that covers blah, such and such and such. Thank you for by his stripes, so-and-so is healed and made whole. Thank you for with long life will you satisfy him and his, the name and show him your salvation. Thank you for giving us peace that passes all understanding, because we are the ones that we have continual access to what is the word. His promises. We have continual access to that. All we have to do is die of ourselves. Just like Yeshua had to come to an end and say, listen, okay, you're not going to pass this cup by me. I got to still go through this. Not my will, but your will be done. This is where we have to be. This is where we have to let God be God all by himself. He doesn't need us to remind him. He is the word. He is love. He is love. He is word. He is that. So just remind yourself. That's what you need to remind. You need to remind yourself of the God that you serve and where you stand in him. You are joint heirs to the kingdom. You have access to everything that he has promised. He has already said, if you knock at that door, I'm going to answer. So stop trying to do it by yourself and stop hiding behind fear and intimidation. Get the devil out the way. Resist him and he will flee, and go boldly before the throne of God and thank him. Worship him for what he's already done for you. All right? All right. We're going to take a commercial break. This has been Ministerial Minute. We'll be right back with comedian Gina G, and we're going to get trending T, and we're going to take a commercial break right now. Thank you.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hi, this is Michelle. and I'm here with you on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, Gina G, what's going on, girl?
Well, good morning. Michelle's little voice is just so cute.
I know. And she's, I mean, it still sounds the same.
It's still grown as I don't know what. What's going on, Dr. Gina? That ministerial minute was off the chain, darling. Dear, I just have to tell you.
We got to stop somehow reminding him of the word. I don't know what she preached and told everybody to do that, but we don't need, how are we going to remind God of him?
Well, remember, you're supposed to hear me, Lord.
Remember, remind yourself of who, you remind yourself.
I loved it.
Yes, girl. So tell us, what is going on out here?
Woo, child, it's a lot going on. Well, first of all, I do want to just send, of course, like our love and prayers. You know, yesterday was September 11th. September 11th, 2001, you know, the Twin Towers, they fell by the terrorists. It was just something that I will never forget. I don't know if you remember where you were on September 11th, but I can tell you, I remember it like it was yesterday. I mean, I was working at the airport, and it was early in the morning, and somebody said a plane was on hit the Pentagon, and you know me, I ain't been to school in a while. I said, "What's the Pentagon? Where the Pentagon?" They was like, "Girl, it's going down." I mean, I literally made it home in time to see the second plane hit that building, and it's just something that I will just never ever. It changed, you know, like America forever. You could even carry those. The terrorists had these knives, about 5-inch knives, and it's crazy when you think about it now in 2018. That you could have had a knife on the plane. It's like, what? Like, it was legal. It was in regulation. The knives that they carried was in regulations of flying back then. And, you know, just looking at it now, it's like, you can't even take a fork. They don't even got real forks no more on the plane. You got to have plastic utensils. So it's just, it changed America and the world forever. So it was nice to know they had some firefighters do 110 flights of stairs yesterday in remembering September 11th, and, you know, we had lost 343 firefighters that day. So just remembering September 11th, just always keeping them in your heart. That was the longest that the stock market was closed. It was closed for 6 days, and you know the stock market don't close at all. So that was the longest it's ever went down. So we just want to remember September 11th. We done lost some people, child. We done lost Burt Reynolds. Now, I don't know if you know who Burt Reynolds is, but you know, he was, what's the show that he was on?
I know Burt Reynolds,
you know,
man.
We lost Burt Reynolds, Dr. Gina. I mean, he was so handsome. It was him and Sally Field. They played in that really cute movie together, but we lost Burt Reynolds. Let me see what's going on. Chad, you know, it's a hurricane.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't leave Florida. I left Florida running from the hurricane and came down here. I was like, the middle of a hurricane. Lord, what you telling me? Hurricane Florence is on its way. It's in the Atlantic Ocean right now. It's they got here in Virginia, they have like a they call it a state of emergency. So you know, in Walmart, all the bread gone, all the water gone. Now these folks didn't drink soda every day all their life, but when a hurricane come, they want to come buy up all
right.
The water. You done had Pepsi, Coke, Mountain Dew, and when the hurricane come, now you want to get all the water. Save the water for those that drink water on a regular, please, because we don't want no Coke or Pepsi. Going to get your sugar. Dr. Gina, they kill me, girl, with taking all of the water, and they ain't had water.
I know. My mother told me that they was all the water was gone. She was like, well, shoot, I keep water anyway, so I didn't really need that, but I mean, people was lined up waiting, and there wasn't even water on the shelf, she said.
Nope, no water on the shelf, no bread. I'm just trying to figure out what you eating with the hurricane. I'm not understanding anything, but whatever. Now, I don't know if you know about the tennis match that happened, the U.S. Open, that happened a few days ago with Serena Williams and the young girl, Naomi Osaka. Oh, Lord, don't judge me because you have Japanese now.
Well, wait. Right. I got to go back to the hurricane because I forgot I meant to tell people about my story because I said I was going to wait for you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Because I want people to not panic about this thing, because if you're watching the news, there's a setup for sure. Because I remember when my son's father, we were married at the time, and we were living in Myrtle Beach. We had a home in Myrtle Beach, and it was I'm from Detroit. I moved from Detroit. I lived in Germany, and I have lived in D.C. So I've never experienced anything of a hurricane, okay? So I was just like, we need to go because everybody's leaving. And my husband was like, we're not going anywhere. And I said, no, we got to go. My mom's calling me. Are y'all going to stay? Oh, my God, are y'all staying? I was like, we got to go. The news is saying we got to go. He's from Savannah, Georgia, so he's used to these hurricanes, right?
Right.
And he's standing outside and, you know, he's looking at the clouds and he's going to the pier. I mean, just leaving me. He all at the pier, watching the people the surfing in the waves. And,
right.
I mean, I'm like wind blowing, the clouds are circulating, circular, and I'm like, oh my God, I am with a maniac. I need to. But you can't fly nowhere. Where am I gonna go? Girl, I don't know nobody in the South like that.
Right.
So, and where am I going to go? The hurricane is coming to all parts of the South. So it's go from one place to another.
Oh, my God.
I'm sitting up there watching TV, right? And they got the weather report. I'm looking at the weather report. The weather report is on. Do you know? The whole time they had the weather report on, they got the tiniest little thing giving the weather report, standing in the worst area where the debris and the wind is really blowing. And this little tiny thing that got the microphone bigger than her head, she's sitting up there blowing in the wind. Whoa, James, did you see that? Whoa, the winds are picking up. Look at the debris. I mean, I was like,
girl, if you don't get your little behind.
I was like, we gotta go. So I'm telling everybody firsthand, if you are studying and watching that news, please, it is a set up. I'm telling you, take the meat from the bone and go. That's it. The news are trying to get ratings. They're gonna wanna get the. I'm telling you for a fact, and it was. Yep. It ended up not being as bad as they were saying. And we made it through. So, but if they do say go, and it's a mandatory evacuation, get your butt on and go. Now, if they're saying, it ain't a mandatory evacuation, then, okay, it's up to you. But when they say go, okay?
You got to go, yeah. Now, see, in Florida, the news will tell you, child, the last news told us, you better get out or you going to die. That's what the news says.
I remember that.
I can't take this hurricane talk. California and the earthquakes is what I'm used to, but these hurricanes, I love that you get a warning, though. I love that you don't have to be in the disaster if you don't want to, because, earthquakes, they coming. They don't care what you doing, what time of day, none of that. But this is just ridiculous. I think the stores and the media, I think it's all kind of part of it. Like you said, I think they all in cahoots so that you can spend all your money and, it's just too much. It's just too much.
It is.
It's too much for me.
It is. So you're out of Florida. Now you're still there. So now, I'm sorry, we were going on to the next trending tea, which is Berwyn Sass, and then it was what we were talking about before. I'm sorry.
And then we were
I just had to get
about,
that out because they were waiting
it's okay.
on that story.
Let them know
towers.
How we do.
The Twin
No,
towers.
We were talking
Go
about
ahead.
The we were talking about the young lady that beat Serena in the Grand Slam over the weekend. She's half Haitian and Japanese, and what happened was the umpire accused Serena of cheating, and Serena was like, first of all, I don't cheat. I am an honest person. I like you to be honest with me. And she demanded an apology from the umpire because he was wrong, because she didn't do what he said she did. And so what happened is the young girl won. Serena congratulated her. I mean, it was a wonderful thing. And Serena is happy for her, but she's like, don't play me. Don't set me out to be a cheater. And what it is the young girl, she's Haitian and Japanese. And so now they're trying to say, okay, well, yeah, she's the first Japanese one, you know, young woman to win the Grand Slam U.S. Open. And they forgot all to mention she was black. So on the interview, when they were interviewing her, you know, the guy was like, oh, what are your people, you know, are your people proud back home? And, you know, the Japanese. And she told him, so cute. She said, well, first of all, my home is Orlando, okay? I don't live in Japan. Okay? And second of all, I grew up in a Haitian household. My father is Haitian. So, I mean, I'm glad to be, you know, on the Japanese side, but baby, I'm black. That's basically what she was saying. And it's just they're always trying to take that from, you know, they it's like the world, you know, America's just, it's so racist, and they're always trying to take and not show that the African-American community is doing well, and we are thriving, and we are meant to be here, and things of that nature. Because even the Colin Kaepernick situation, you know, that he got the Nike did a 30th anniversary with him, and you know they burning the shoes. We talked about that. They still burning Nikes, honey.
So, well, I got my Nike on right now.
I got them on right now.
I wear Nike anyway. So, I mean, you know.
I do.
I've never heard anything about Nike being racist or bad or anything.
No, not Nike. It's the racist people. You know, it's the people with hate in their heart that are burning their Nike that they already paid for. So, you're not hurting Nike. So, but not
They're
only
like,
did
okay,
he get,
we'll buy some more.
Buy. Right. But guess what? Now Ford then endorsed him. So now they're going to burn all their trucks?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that Ford did. That's you.
Yeah.
I got me a Ford truck. I like my Ford truck.
Ford is now supporting Colin Kaepernick.
That is awesome.
It's a great thing. It's a
great
thing.
They're probably going to support him because now they see that he's generating sales funds. Like you would,
right.
If you was a business owner, you would be smart enough. You would be smart to do that. But I love it because Nike. Because Nike has been, Nike has always been around, you know what I mean? So, and then Ford is such an American brand, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's an American brand, so it fits so perfectly, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I think it's great. I think it's absolutely great. So are they going to burn up their trucks? I don't know.
That's what I want to know.
Please let
That's
me see that
know.
Footage. Please let me see that footage.
Last but not least, Dr. Gina, I have to send us off with some good news. The R&B singer John Legend, 39 years old, is the 17th person, the only black person, to have an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony Award.
John Legend is out here amazing.
So I had to send off just pure love, and his wife, Chrissy Teigen, she just supports him so much. But he is the first African-American to have all of these awards, and he's the youngest to have all of these awards, and he's the 17th person to have
What I love about him is that he's never tried to conform to anything, anybody.
Yep.
He just went on and just did his own thing and very creative, and people just drew to him, you know what I mean? And that's a lesson in itself. People want to be like and sound like everybody else. They want to call, you know, want to, you know, appease to this group of people, that group of people, this set genre of music. And that, I mean, you know, they just copycats. But this guy has just maintained his whole talent. You can tell he's using his gifts to the fullness, for sure. And he's just reaping the rewards. I mean, he really is.
Yes, he is.
I mean, he is definitely reaping the rewards. And he's, you know, obviously he's manageable. You don't hear anything bad about him. I mean, you know, him and his wife, they're totally different. You know, I mean, she's more of a she's out there. You know what I'm saying? But in a respectful way. You know what I'm saying? But it's a great balance. And their marriage is just beautiful. Their children, beautiful. It's just, I'm happy for him. This should be you know, people don't have to always be front and center. You don't know what people are doing behind the scenes, you know.
That's right.
and make it move. Make it move. Not all one social media celebrity status. Shoot, give me a Tony.
Hello.
I mean, give me a Tony, and you
That's
didn't
right.
know what I was doing back here.
That's
Go
right.
ahead. You'll see me when I walk up and get the Tony, okay?
Right.
You want to know what I've been doing? You saying I ain't doing nothing. You saying I'm played. Okay. Watch me get this Oscar, Tony, Grammy, and everything
yep.
else.
Yep.
Now you know I've been making moves.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
I know that's right. Well, listen, we're going to go ahead and since we got all the trending tea out, we got Financial Five with Jeff Eo. He's coming on right now. Jeff,
yes.
what do you have for us today, and how are you, man?
I am absolutely wonderful. Can you ladies hear me good?
Yes.
Jeff, we can hear you. If Doug can hear you, we can hear you.
Perfect. Well, this is Jeff here with Hill Financial Group and the Financial Five. I'm doing awesome. Getting ready to head out to another conference today in San Antonio. So it's been a fun journey this year for sure. So I definitely wanted to touch in on the value of income when it comes to retirement planning. Most people sell themselves extremely short because when they think about retirement, they only think about the accumulation phase. Now, albeit, that's a really important part because most people have to accumulate the money, then have to turn it into income. The problem comes with most people not knowing how much income they really need in retirement. That's where the rubber meets the road. So when Baby Boom is a survey, when...
Okay, we're losing you now.
Uh-oh. Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
We're losing you now. Yeah, it would probably be better if you don't move. Wherever you were at, you got to go back there.
I'm standing in the same spot, like I'm frozen.
Oh. Oh, okay. I don't know.
Go ahead. No, okay. So we're talking about income and retirement. The idea behind it is you got to understand what your bills are now and what they're going to be in retirement. And most people, they don't really have a good understanding of how much it costs to retire. See, it's kind of like Jack and the Magic Beanstalk with most people's planning. They think if I plant a few seeds, it grows into this large number, and I just get to retire comfortably while recklessly spending money during their accumulation years. That's not how it works, guys. You know, you got to understand, you'll probably need 3 times more money and income than what you're thinking, because when you retire, your income typically stays the exact same. You got your pension plan or your Social Security or whatever is coming in, but expenses don't stay the same. Every single year, groceries are getting more expensive, gas is going up, your household items are getting more expensive. So if you don't plan for that, you're going to put yourself in a very bad position financially when it's finally time for you to retire. So one of the things that we do here at Hill Financial Group is we do income analysis. We're going to get an idea of what your expenses are now, what they look like in the future, and then we basically reverse engineer your plan to make sure you're on pace to have a comfortable retirement. One of the other good things you guys could do
We lost that.
Flat air, holder, hanger.
We need to. We
can you
need
hear me?
To. No, we didn't hear any of that. What you just said.
Oh, good gosh! Hey, how about this? Can you call right back? I think I can fix this. Is that
no,
possible?
I mean,
Because I hear you guys just fine.
Okay. Doug, producer Doug, what do you think about that? I don't know. Okay, it's not going to help. So can we just keep going, please?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
we have all
ahead.
Of a minute left. So the idea behind it is we want to help you put together a solid plan that gives you more confidence going into retirement so that way you're not one of the 78% of the baby boomers who are saying, listen, can I comfortably retire? Will I run out of money? Now, again, there's too many things that can come up during your retirement years that can definitely make a huge catastrophe if you don't know. And one of those things where just because you don't know doesn't mean it can't happen to you. There's nobody you can run to and tell that you didn't know about that's going to care enough to make sure money is in place. So that's what we do here at Hill Financial Group. And you can find me, as always, on social media. So if you are on Twitter, Jeff HFG, or you can look at HFG Inc. That stands for Hill Financial Group Incorporated. I'm also on Instagram at HFG Inc. Or you can type in the Hill Financial Group on Facebook and I should come up. Or just Google me. I'm always around. My line is open. I'll give you guys my personal cell number in case you want to contact me. The number is 501-908-1582. Okay, ladies, it's all you know.
Well, that is some good information for sure. I'm not even going to kid you because I don't think people realize, I don't think people realize that you need three times. I mean, and you are so right. The groceries is going up and gas keeps going up and everything keeps going up, especially living in D.C. It is so expensive now. I can't even tell you the monthly monies that is coming out of my pocket. Every month, it's a miracle, I'm telling you, because, I mean, I just don't even know how people are surviving. And there's so many people that are elderly, that are homeless here, that, I mean, I can honestly say that I know it's because they cannot afford, I mean, you know, and what do they do? Where do you go? What is somebody at retirement age, what do you do if you was not able and you were barely making ends meet even then, you know, before, you know, you had to retire or you got ill or, you know, whatever. It's just so much. People are such in survival mode. What do you tell people that have been surviving, you know, barely making the ends meet, you know, trying to take care of their kids or maybe some of these elderly people? And I mean, and I'm not just saying elderly people. I'm talking about 30s and 40s. You have an opportunity to turn a situation around. But if you got children and you got young kids that done had kids and now you the grandparent taking care of your kids, it's hard. It's a lot of factors. I guess because my ear is to the street a lot and I see what's going on because, you know, doing ministry and stuff, it's kind of hard to just be able to make somebody understand that. You know, I mean, of course you could catch them while they're young and try, like me and my son talk about credit and, you know, saving money and things like that. But when you already in the mix of survival mode, how can you get out? I mean, what do you tell people? That's just, I mean, they working every day. They got degrees. I mean, they trying to move in with somebody. They're trying to get roommates with the kids and the grandkids. What do you say to them?
So my thing with that is you have to get outside the box. A lot of times you got to go extremely unconventional. And part of the problem, exact same thing that they've always done and expecting different results. And we know that's insanity. But the traditional model of financial planning and life is absolutely thrown out of whack. We have way more people making money online now in record numbers than ever before, and they're making comfortable salaries instead of having to trade time for dollars the entire time of their life. So it allows them to get ahead. So I always tell people you got to have multiple sources of income. That means you need to go out and learn a new skill set. Get that additional money, you need to put it into circulation to make more money. And you raised an interesting point, and I posted this article yesterday on my social media. They're talking about the baby boomers might be the cause of the next big crash in the housing market because they have these larger homes to support their larger families, and now nobody wants to buy them. The young people can't afford them. They don't need them because they can't afford to go into retirement with that much of a mortgage or that much house to keep. And now that causes a problem because you have supply and demand issues. So I always say, listen, you need to be thinking about more money in different streams now. And that's why retirement 2.0 is near and dear to my heart because I see an epidemic happening way before it happens, but it's not that far off. The next recession is going to make a huge difference on the have and the have not. So if you're not planning for it now, you won't be in position.
When do you guys predict another crash coming?
Nobody knows the exact time. It's kind of like when Jesus is coming back. We know he's coming, but we don't know when. Mm-hmm. So there's all the indicators saying it can be right around the corner.
The young kids now, they don't even want to get cars. They don't want to buy. No. They want to stack their money.
That's exactly what they want to do. They want to stack money, and they want to travel, and they want to do what they want to do, and they're not trying to really invest in a lot of that type of stuff. And you're right, they're not buying homes. They're barely buying condos. And then when they they're trying to roommate with 10 people just so they can go abroad and use the internet to make their money. They try to stack coins. So I do see what you're saying. Now back to the mother-grandmother situation or the single dad or whatever. You're saying that they can invest and make money on the internet. How, if they don't have but a quarter to their name after all the bills is paid, how do they start a business, or what would you recommend for them to start into that they can actually get into something maybe that can be fruitful to them?
Right. So YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff is free. Okay. If you have a cell phone, it's free. So if you have a passion about a project or whatever, a lot of times it's just putting your voice out there and let people understand that you have a story to tell. Right? But most people are afraid to do that. Well, again, if you live in fear, you're going to get fear-based things around you, which is where the poverty mindset comes from. So you have to be, you have to get comfortable getting uncomfortable and putting yourself out there, and you can't just be about the money. Sometimes you got to plant those seeds. That person who's trying to help, or is just trying to, you know, even help somebody have peace of mind with their situation, and then the money comes. So, you know, they're a library. Go to a library and pick up books about Facebook ads, online marketing, and all that kind of stuff. And as you start to get money, I don't care if there's some tax money or whatever, some Christmas money, put that money into your knowledge on how to make more money. I thought about this when I was driving the other day. Like, I have the gift of making money. I can make money in almost any industry in the world. I have that gift, but I've also worked on that gift. So for me, money is not that big of an issue most of the time, because I just go out and make it. I find a way to trade, you know, my service, my knowledge for dollars. That's how. So the single moms out there, the people who are struggling, pick up some books and read and enhance your knowledge about something.
Yeah, I agree. I thank you for that. Gina G, did you have anything you wanted to add or question? Maybe you want to speak to some group of people or whatever. Maybe you got a question.
Well, I mean, I agree. I think it's so, I don't know what it is about the world where we buy things that we don't need, trying to keep up with the Joneses. I mean, you know, a lot of people are on, you know, government assistance or finances or whatever, but, you know, got a Gucci bag. Well, it's just people just spend money on the wrong things. And I don't know how we can reprogram, you know what I mean? I guess the thought process to start saving the money. Because people always say, well, I can't take it with me. Well, that don't mean spend it on some red bottoms and you ain't got but two places to go.
You can't take it with you, but you ain't going to have no food to eat, and you ain't going to have no shelter, and you're going to be
your way.
What are the red bombers going to be then at that time? You're going to be walking the street, sleeping on the street.
And what about your kids? People don't think about their kids, what they got to go through when they bury you. You know what I mean? With the finance that it costs. People don't think. So I'm just wondering how we can reprogram and just shake people up you know.
It starts younger. It starts younger. So when the Bible says train up your child and they will not depart from you, it starts with those early life lessons. A lot of I'm breaking those molds, because once somebody gets older, they're already shaped and thwarted by the world and how people look at wealth and, you know, I'm popping, I'm this and that. So they think, oh, I got to go and follow that same mold if I want to be successful, because they don't look at the person who is not, you know, overdressing themselves and adorning themselves with all this high fashion, high price stuff. And they can still look good. People think designers make them who they are instead of making the outfit what it is, right? That's a whole different ballgame right there. Like, I'm not a fad dresser. I had this same conversation with a girl a few days ago about Air Force Ones. And I'm like, I wasn't the person running out trying to get every color like that. That made no sense to me. Now, some people, that's their validation. You know, they think, oh, I got to have all this so I can look good and keep up with everybody. I never thought that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, a lot of the guys, I think a lot of the women feel like they needed to attract the guy. And I think the guys do it to attract the women to make them think that they got it. So, yeah, it's all foolery and shenanigans, but it's, I don't know.
Right.
How can we reprogram ourselves? I don't even know. I don't even know what we're going
to
do.
We have to read. We have to read and get in touch with reality. That's how you reprogram yourself, because everything else, you've either watched, been taught, or learned somewhere else. So you just got to relearn what you thought what made sense. Sometimes that doesn't happen until you hit hard times long enough and you figure, you know what? I have to start doing things differently. That's why the recession was so powerful, because it put you back in check. We got out there, had too much fun. We were spending carelessly, not really watching our coins. And then when we didn't have out, like, you know what? Maybe I didn't need to buy that boat. Maybe I didn't need to get that jet ski unless I could pay cash for it. That's where that knowledge starts to come from. And that's why every recession, there's more millionaires created during that time versus any other time in history. So you would think, if we're in a recession, how are people getting rich? Well, they put themselves in position to take advantage of the stock market crashes, real estate being on sale, everything being on sale that's profitable, instead of saying, well, I don't have any money because I'm overextended with my credit and credit cards, and I'm living, you know, paycheck to paycheck. They scale back and prepared for the next one. That's where the difference comes in.
Wow. Wow, wow, and wow. Got to get our money right, folks.
Very, very much so.
Wow. I'm glad you came. Well, I like when he comes on here because he gives me the 411, honey.
Yeah, this was good. Thank you, Jeff. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
All right, follow me on Twitter, Jeff HFG or HFG Inc. On Instagram, HFG Inc. Or Facebook, The Hill Financial Group. And you can always Google me, and I'm out there.
All right. Thank you, Jeff Hill. Until next time.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, ladies, have a good one.
You too.
Bye. All right, so we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with What She Say.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
All right, go ahead and just say a few words, please.
Check 1, 2, this is Sherwin Gardner.
You're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey guys, what's up? This is your boy Sherwin Gardner from Trinidad and Tobago, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, pretty close. Actually, it's with an S. Do it again.
Hey guys, what's up? This is your boy Sherwin Gardner from Trinidad and Tobago, and you can check me out at SherwinGardner.com. And right now, you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Keep it locked right there.
All right.
That accent, girl, that accent.
If you've ever seen me in action on stage, everyone always tells me that they love my clothes. Overall, I'm so excited about this. Then you need to know I get all of my outfits from the Chic Shack at 1230 8th Street, Northeast D.C. Domencia is the owner of the Chic Shack, and she's also a personal stylist. She helps me all the time with my outfits. You can go with vintage, mixed with current, trending, whatever it is, they have it at the Chic Shack. Go on 1230 8th Street, Northeast D.C., and you can also go on the website, which is thechicshack.com, or Instagram at the Chic Shack, and on Facebook, the Chic Shack. I wanted to say underscore, and on Instagram it's at the underscore chic underscore shack. That's where you can find them at, and you can get all of their styles and all of that. Get in touch with Domencia, the owner of the Chic Shack, today. All right, thank you. All right, now, what you got to say, girl?
Well,
Lord have mercy. Now, what I got to say today is going to be in regards to the two beautiful, talented, rich ladies who had a fight the other day at Fashion Week in front of the white folks, as I'm going to say it. Yeah, I said it. What you say, I said it. Nicki Minaj and Cardi B up here fighting.
Oh, wait. Was that real?
Dr. G, that is real. Baby, that is real. And all I'm going to say is y'all are too grown to be out here fighting. Let me tell you something. I'm 37 years old, and I don't care if somebody talk about my son, my mama, my sister, or my granny. I'll be doggone before you find me out here fighting in these streets so I can be sore the next day. I got cuts and bruises on me that ain't going to heal for a couple of weeks because, you know, the older you get, the longer it takes stuff to heal. I don't got time for nobody to be trying to fight me over something that you thought I said. Everybody say, oh, well, Cardi B is only 26. 26 is grown enough. By 26, I had a kid, and I was working, and I was holding down my own place. I didn't have time to be trying to fight nobody in the streets. Ladies, 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 ladies. What she say, yeah, I said it. If y'all don't cut it out trying to fight as grown as you is, and what kills me is not only is you grown, you're rich. So I'm trying to figure out why is you even out here trying to stuff up your red bottoms. This is what I don't understand, Dr. Gina. You got so much money, you can hire somebody to go fight for you. You ain't got to be out here going hood in the street. I don't understand. Honey, these chicks, Cardi B didn't throw her shoe. Nicki Minaj security didn't, accidentally, I guess, hit her in the head while they was trying to cover Nicki. And it's all because Nicki Minaj liked a comment that someone else posted that said something about, you know, Cardi B not being a good mother. First of all, the baby is only a month. I don't even know if she had that long to be a mama. She's only been a mama a month. How y'all know if she a good mama if she only been a mama a month? Let me just, y'all, this has got to stop. Black women, right now, it's, you know, we just watched the Black Girls Rock. I mean, all of this empowerment, Serena, all of this stuff going on, and y'all got to act up in the colonizer's house. And I know everybody keeps saying, well, y'all keep saying, you know, why got to be around the white people? Well, it don't matter where you are, you shouldn't fight. That's true. But when you was a kid and your mama told you, now when we go in this store, don't ask people nothing, don't touch nothing, don't do nothing. That's because she know in front of other folks, she can't jack you up the way she want to. But in the house, she can jack you up. So it's the same thing. People, stop trying to play that racist game. You know not to act up in front of white folks. That's just peer point and blank. Because they looking at us like we're crazy. Y'all should have acted up on Compton, on Inglewood Ave, somewhere. But not at the doggone. They was at Fashion Week, Dr. Gina. Millions of dollars in the building. Do you hear me? Billions of dollars in the building. But at the end, I just want to say, what she say, I said it. Ladies, we can't be fighting. I'm talking about physical fighting. It don't make not a lick of sense. We is too old, and we're going to be too sore in the morning. So I'm going to need y'all to cut it out. I can't believe it. So, yeah, it's real, Dr. Jean. These very rich, talented, black, beautiful women is trying to fight each other over gossip. Yep. We back in junior high school for sure. For sure.
Oh, my gosh. I'm really sorry to hear that. And yeah. Is that true about Taraji Henderson? Is she pregnant? Do you know about that?
I was told that she was pregnant. I was told that there was a fight between Mary J. Blige and Faith Evans that did not happen. Okay? Mary J. Blige is off filming a movie. She ain't nowhere even near Faith Evans. So I don't even know where that rumor came up. I don't know, because leave Faith and Stevie J alone. Let them live they happily best life. And Mary, I know Mary at her age, best not. Neither one of them best not be somewhere fighting. Now, they ain't going to get up. They going to need that emergency alert button to push, because they done fallen and can't get up. Because if them old ladies is fighting, they got a whole nother problem on their hands. Forget the fight. I'm sorry.
I know.
None of that wasn't true. But congratulations to Taraji, 48 years old. you know, it's never too late. You know, God has everything in line, in plan, and right on time. So, ladies, ladies and gentlemen, we have to just wait on the Lord. I mean, just plain and simple. Nothing is going to go the way you plan it anyway, so why even try? Just live your life and give them praise. That's just what I've learned.
And, you know, and first and foremost, we have to just let him be God. That's it. I mean, like you said, and just, you know, we don't even know ourselves, but yet we want to give ourselves to somebody, and we don't even know who we are.
I'm telling you, who are you?
That's another topic. So, but anyway,
we'll leave that one alone. We'll leave that one alone.
I have learned that I am just, you know, you just have to just let God be him and let him groom, you know, do the work. Some of us don't want to admit that we got work that need to be done, but I like to tell you different. Believe you me, everybody got some work that need to be done. And the last thing he wants is for you to be burdening somebody with your issues that don't nobody else know but you and him. But when you get married, I got news for you, it will ooze out. You cannot pretend that you don't have issues in a marriage. Trust and believe that. So that's just all I got to say about that.
Yes,
ma'am. Where you going to be at, girl? Where you going to be at, girl?
Well, this weekend I'm in Georgia. If I could get there, Lord Jesus, with this hurricane supposed to be hitting the Carolinas or whatever's supposed to be going on, I'm hoping I can get down there. I'm going to be there with your boy from Universal Soul Circus and a local band. So I'm just ready to get back on stage and have a good time. So that's where I'll be. I'll be in Georgia this weekend. So look on my Instagram,
boy,
my Facebook.
The ringleader? Who, the ringleader?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's good.
Yes,
he's doing some comedy.
I guess so, honey. I'm telling you, if Nene Leakes can be a comedian, I'm gonna tell you what. I think anybody can do it.
Well, he is funny. He is funny. Well, I don't have anything going on this weekend, but I will be in Columbia, South Carolina, on the 29th. So,
me too.
Anyway, yes, you're coming with me. I'm so glad. I'm glad you remembered. Yeah. That's fantastic. Okay, so, yeah, that's what's going down. But anyway, this has been an amazing show. Where can they find you at, Gina G?
You guys can find me on Instagram, Facebook. I'm starting to work on the Snapchat because I just love the filters. I'm at Gina G, Too Funny, Gina G, the number 2 funny on Instagram and Snap. And on Facebook, it's Gina G, T-O-O, funny. Follow me.
And you can go on Instagram at Gina R. Prince, and you can go on the Facebook page, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and also you can follow me on Dr. Gina R. Prince. I can't friend you, but you can follow, and I would love to have you. But I'm always updating on those channels. I have a Snapchat, but I'm not on it. Twitter, I need some help with that, but I do post stuff on Twitter. I do post stuff on Twitter, but I'm always on Instagram and always on Facebook. But anyway, I look forward to you following us and keeping up with us. This was a good show. Next week, I don't know who's going to be joining us, but you never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I want you guys to live healthy, live whole, living your destiny. We love you, don't we, Gina?
Yes, we do. Oh, so, so much. And you better not fight this weekend.
Nobody fights. Fist down. Fist down, pants up, giving God all the praise and glory. All right? Listen, this was an amazing show. We love you. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina.